Catastrophic and life-threatening flooding. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. That warning from the National Hurricane Center as heavy rain hits Southern California from what was Tropical Storm Hillary. Some people are calling to be rescued from high water. There are roads washed out and power outages. 911 lines are down in Palm Springs, Cathedral City, and Indio, California. There's a federal response in place.
FEMA's Deanne Criswell says even though it's something the American West Coast doesn't see often, she believes California is ready for the effects of Hillary. On CBS Face the Nation, she said FEMA will be poised to help out.
If it does exceed what their capability is, we're going to have additional search and rescue teams, commodities on hand to be able to go in and support anything that they might ask for.
Criswell also says FEMA is watching its disaster funds, which estimates show could be depleted by September as Hawaii and possibly states affected by Hillary seek aid. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A California clothing store owner who was murdered is being remembered as a fearless pillar of her community.
Police in San Bernardino say 66-year-old Laura Ann Carlton was shot and killed Friday by a man who made disparaging remarks about the LGBTQ plus pride flag flown outside her clothing store Magpie in Cedar Glen. Police say they were able to track down the armed suspect who was fatally shot during a confrontation with the officers. The suspect not yet identified. San Bernardino County Supervisor Dawn Rowe remembering the victim, a mother of nine, calling the act of hate and violence unthinkable. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Bernardo Arevalos, elected president of Guatemala, beating former First Lady Sandra Torres, running an anti-corruption campaign. Arevalo won 56% of the vote. His father was Guatemala's first democratically elected president in 1945. Stock futures are up ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
Reggie was a nurse for 16 years.
I had become very burnt out. I wasn't making good money.
Then it happened.
There was an ad for My Computer Career, and it just spoke to me.
My Computer Career was the best decision he ever made.
I could study anywhere from my laptop, and I was working in the first couple weeks of me being in class.
Reggie hit a home run.
The field is teeming with jobs.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
The school is amazing.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Starting August 22nd, the U.S. dollar may have new competition from a new global supercurrency backed by Russia and China. And if the dollar plummets, your retirement could follow. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. I encourage you to act before August 22nd. Text SHELTER to 989898 to get your free information kit on gold now.
President Biden and the First Lady will be in Hawaii today to see wildfire damage and meet with people on the island of Maui.
In a statement from the White House, the president said, quote, Jill and I are eager to meet with the brave first responders in Lahaina to spend time with families and community members and witness firsthand what will be required for the community to recover. We will be here as long as it takes for Maui.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The Bidens are on a family vacation in Nevada, renting a private home on Lake Tahoe. A newly crowned soccer champion is mourning her father.
Imagine combining your greatest professional achievement with one of your saddest life moments. That was the emotional ride that Spain's Olga Carmona experienced on Sunday, first on the soccer field for her country.
Late run, Carmona in the box, in front, goal! Spain leads! Carmona!
Courtesy Fox Sports, Carmona scored the only goal in Spain's 1-0 win over England. Hours after the game, Spain's Football Federation announced that her father had died. Carmona later posted on social media, and without knowing it, I had my star before the game started. I know that you have given me the strength to achieve something unique. I know that you have been watching me tonight and that you are proud of me. Rest in peace, Dad. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
There could be a new way to communicate on social media as early as this week.
The Threads rivalry with X, the former Twitter, is stepping up. The Wall Street Journal says Threads parent company Meta Platforms is launching a web version of its Threads blogging app. Threads launched a bare-bones version of the service in early July as a big success with 100 million downloads, but its use has plunged in recent weeks. A web version of Threads is expected to give it a wider reach, more features, and a better collection of data. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
The manhunt for a Palestinian gunman suspected of killing an Israeli woman, wounding a man who'd been giving her and her daughter a ride in the West Bank. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois Republicans avoiding talking about former GOP President Donald Trump while rallying at the state fair. Republican leadership chose to discuss their strategy for winning back the state, including embracing early voting and voting by mail. Illinois Senate Republican leader John Curran says they want to focus on fixing state issues. Overnight shooting Friday in Champaign leaves one dead, two others hurt. Police say officers responded to the area of South Mattis Avenue and Henry Street. Thursday night, they found three men shot, a 21 and 24-year-old, both from Champaign, and a 24-year-old from Urbana. More than 400 people in Charleston came together for the 14th annual Illinois Run for the Fallen. Each of them with their own reasons to run and honor service members from Afghanistan and Iraq. There's no cost. It was competitive, but everyone came with a purpose. Organizer Carolyn Cloud said the event is for everyone. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Well, thank you, Jim, and good Monday morning, friends. It is August 21. There's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I'm Stevie J, and I had the brilliant idea to sort the garage right at the first heat warning yesterday afternoon. Not my smartest move. I'm not on the bronze tablet at the University of Illinois. Weather brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC. The meteorologist extraordinaire is Greg Solier. Yes, it's almost like a switch. Church was fine, and then it got brutally hot, Greg.
Yeah, it certainly did. And thank goodness, though, we did get a little of what we call backdoor cool fronts that actually backs in from northeast to southwest, and that big pond about 2.5 miles north of here actually helps to accelerate these particular kind of setups around here. So at least we've taken the edge off the temperature, the heat per se, but this boundary is stalled on out. It's going to move back to the north. The north is a warm front as the hot ridge expands and intensifies. You can thank Hillary for that. 400 miles, by the way, north of San Diego on the current remnant circulation and widespread moisture still across the west. Flash flooding and severe still expected there for the day today. And you get into the Pacific Northwestern reaches of western Washington State, and dozens of reports of smoke in the air out there. Haze in the air around here and a reading of 76 degrees. Yeah, 76 at over at Savoy Airport right now. 72 at Rantoul, same at Danville and Bloomington Normal. So excessive heat warning, in effect, that runs through Thursday late evening. Excessive heat watches to the north and east of us. Those probably get upgraded. Today, manageable per se. You'll be looking at a partly sunny sky, a little haze on the horizon, and an afternoon temperature with a light east wind to about 92. Heat index to about close to 100 later this afternoon. Warm buggy tonight, a few clouds, 73. Tomorrow, hot and humid, 93. Heat index is probably up past 100 on a bit of a southeast to south wind, and those dew points surging into the mid to upper 70s. The back 40 pumping moisture back into the atmosphere as well. 70s tomorrow night. Here comes the hot stuff at 96 Wednesday, 98 Thursday, 105 to 110 in the heat index values. But then a cold front, a real one, begins to approach. Maybe a thunderstorm at 93 on Friday. Better for the weekend. 82 Saturday, 80 on Sunday. Upper 70s at this time early next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
The White House is hoping that this visit has a healing effect on an island where at least 1,000 people remain missing. In a statement from the White House, the president said, quote, Jill and I are eager to meet with the brave first responders in Lahaina to spend time with families and community members and witness firsthand what will be required for the community to recover. We will be here as long as it takes for Maui.
That's Joe and Jill Biden going to Maui. Political strategist, former congressional candidate, she's written Raven's Mantle, Fighting the Betrayal of America. It's Raven Harrison. Think this trip will do any good?
I think it's a little bit late, and so do the majority of Gen X and voters are in agreement that this is, I mean, it will. It's necessary, but it's a little late for that, as it was with the southern border and some of the other disasters we've had, the East Palestine disaster, so... This seems to be a trend for Joe Biden of being late, and probably the only recorded time in history we had to beg a president to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, and I guess it's I would have tried to go as quickly as possible, but I know logistically that can be a problem when a president moves around. Same for East Palestine, all those things. You want to go, I don't know, just show your support and the fact that you're important and you matter. And then you got, you know, $700 per resident or something, which, you know, I guess is a nice gesture, but it's not going to do anything. Then we're sending however many hundreds of millions or billions or whatever we're sending to Ukraine, and this is Maui. So I don't know. It's never easy, I'm sure, But
correct,
man, I mean, this is a really amazing part of the United States of America. It happens to be kind of far away, but I'd sure try and help Lahaina and the people there. And I don't know if they're ever going to know how many died.
Well, that's a good point. And see, the thing is that this is an element of what the president does. This is disaster relief. When we have hurricanes, usually the president's on the ground to survey the damage and then to ensure that the resources, and that's when FEMA kicks in. None of these things have followed the proper protocol and chain. I mean, this is, like you said, it comes out to $700. Anybody who's been to Hawaii, I'm one of those people, that $700, you know, is nothing compared to the almost $67 billion that we are sending to the Ukraine to support that. We're not getting money for us in border. We're not getting money for American lives. And this is when it comes to the forefront of going, why does this matter of putting Americans first? It's for times like this.
Is it inevitable these days? Is it not possible to just take what we have and try and figure it out versus scream climate emergency? They've mentioned climate change for the wildfires. I'm not sure what the connection is on that. They're talking about that and the flooding, and it's weird. This is a weird one, that when the desert gets flooded. So, I mean, that's going on this morning out in Southern California. But everything just has to ball itself up into political, doesn't it?
It really does, and it's a shame, but unfortunately, governing is choosing, and we have to make some things a priority. It's one thing to say, hey, we really want to push through this aggressive legislation. It's another thing when, while you are doing that, Americans are getting creamed under kitchen table issues, inflation, the 401k, high gas. You know, you cannot do these irrespective of the others. I mean, this is, it's like we're in a free fall for printing money. And it just doesn't work that way. Nobody's going to spend their way out of debt. We can't continue to just keep pushing this radical legislation forward when Americans are overwhelmingly buckling under the financial pressure.
Raven Harrison on the Tapman's Toy and phone line. The debate is Wednesday in Milwaukee. Republicans, it's a race for second. Donald Trump says he won't be there. He'll be interviewed by Tucker Carlson. Raven, which has more eyeballs, Tucker Carlson's Twitter interview with the president or the Milwaukee debate?
I think it's going to be, and even Stephen, but giving the nod to President Trump, I don't think that there's strategically a reason for him to be there. He's either going to be attacked by the moderators or he's going to be attacked by the other candidates, which is not going to put the issue on the focus on the issue. It's going to put it on him. He's lapping the field, and I think this is a very interesting strategy. And, you know, as a strategist, you have to look at it like that. I believe it's very much a checkmate move.
I haven't gone back, but I don't ever remember a primary where there's actually a real, you're trying to find a real candidate here, and the guy's up 46%. I don't ever remember that. It's usually
correct.
24% to 16. You know, it's all split up. He's showing 62% this morning. And so, you know, yeah. When if I'm Chris Christie, I'm trying to create a moment. I'm trying to get him just on the edge to say something so it'll be, you know, pounded in the media.
Yeah, and Chris Christie has done that. I mean, I think I saw a statement from him saying, well, Donald Trump is afraid of me.
Coward.
Yeah,
coward, I think. He's a coward, you know, all that.
Yeah, yeah. He's not afraid of you, and I don't think anybody's afraid of you. We're afraid of your policies, but I don't think we're afraid of you. But
yeah.
I would say, but no, this is a very smart strategic move, because all President Trump has gotten from all these relentless attacks, he is the number one in the news. They're actually doing him a disservice by the fact that they can't carve out their own niche without putting his name into it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think that that's a very good strategy for him, is to leave them seeing, can they carry this? If the debate falters, if there's no interest, then it's exactly what we know about the Trump effect.
Well, I tell you one thing, I can't hear enough of Vivek Ramaswamy. Every time he speaks, I want to hear him talk. I think the guy's brilliant.
He is. I mean, he's got a very, very, you know, Cinderella background that makes them very articulate, very easy to listen to. So, yeah, they'll be interesting to see how they all carve. This is going to be their moment then. If Trump is not going to be there, but I have a feeling they will still make him the star of the show.
Yeah. Raven, how can people find you?
They can find me on my website, ravenharrison.com, which we also have the book, Raven's Mantle, and they can find me on social media at raven_TX Warrior.
Thank you, Raven Harrison, Tapman's Toy and Phone Line. ESPN 93.5, quarter after 7, sports headlines.
Well, Stevie, it was a good weekend supporting Crisis Nursery and their Touch a Truck event presented by Deuce Construction. We had Illinois basketball players there. Terrence Shannon Jr., number 0. Sincere Harris, number 1. Justin Harmon, number 4. I got pictures with them.
Yeah, I saw them.
Tried not to be fangirlish.
I get it, but I mean, you're tall.
Yeah.
And they were quite a bit taller.
Terrence is 6'6", I know.
Yeah.
You know, the big headline that I was talking over with them is this Illinois-Kansas game on October 29th at 5, supporting the Hawaii Community Foundation. What a brilliant move. I don't know whether it was Underwood or Self, but great to have Bill Self coming back.
Yeah, and I've got the clip from the phone call that was all over Twitter. I'll play that for you here coming up in moments.
Yeah.
And how's this going to work? Because Kansas gets a bundle of tickets for this. And the season ticket holders that sit real close, some of those seats won't be available on this
one. Right, right.
So, and how much are the tickets going to cost?
Right.
Can you charge 50 or 100 bucks? I don't know. But you're trying to raise money.
You are trying to raise money. I heard someone say, since it's on the Big Ten Network, can we, you know, sell out the State Farm Center and then head on over to Memorial Stadium and sell that out, have it on the Jumbotron. It's an October day. I mean, it could. Who knows?
I'm thinking if you can get $15,000 for a scrimmage, I'd take it. I don't know about Memorial Stadium, maybe.
Okay.
But, you know.
Well, the fact that it's supporting Maui.
No, I think that's right. I don't know. I think State Farm selling out's real deal. Just the logistics of who gets what and some of the people that spend a lot of money expect their seats.
Right.
So how's that working? So anyway, they'll let us know. A lot of smart people working on it.
Absolutely. Well, preventing a sweep, St. Louis Cardinals over the Mets 7-3 with your Redbird recap now.
Rooney and the Cardinals snapped a four-game losing streak as they outhit the Mets 15-7 and won 7-3 yesterday on Cardinals Hall of Fame Sunday at Busch Stadium.
It was a hot day at Busch Stadium, but a nice day. Not just the Hall of Famers, both Max Lanier and Jose Oquendo being inducted, but the Cardinals playing well on the field in front of all the Hall of Famers here in attendance. Cardinals scored some runs early, got good pitching from Dakota Hudson.
Paul Goldschmidt broke out. He had a three-hit day, including three runs batted in, and he hit a two-run homer that put the Cardinals ahead.
Really seems as if the Cardinals win every time Paul Goldschmidt hits, and he certainly hit yesterday.
Richie Palacios had a two RBI single in a four-run inning, and he took a home run away from DJ Stewart.
Well, he's getting an opportunity, and these last 6 weeks of the season is going to be all about opportunities.
Palacios' brother plays for the Pirates, and that's the next stop for the Cardinals tomorrow.
And the next stop for the Cardinals if they want to move up in the standings.
The Cardinals will go with Drew Rahm making his Major League debut, and we're on the air at 5:10.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
And the Cubs are deeply in this. We'll talk about it in a moment. Weather brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, all kinds of great fall programs. You can learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Van Nuys Saturday. As we talked about last week, historic weather on the west and southwestern sections of the country with the remnants of Hillary around here. Boy, I tell you what, going to be a tough one for this late season and summertime with heat and humidity in mind. Thank goodness we've seen one backdoor cool front come through the area that'll move back north as a warm front, and the heat and humidity will really be on for the middle part of the week. Big changes ahead into cooler, drier weather for the weekend. Hot, humid, partly sunny, 92 today, just a slight east wind. Warm and muggy tonight, a few clouds at 73. Hot and humid tomorrow with sunshine at 93. Up around 96 Wednesday, 98 on Thursday. Heat index values past 105 to 110 the middle part of the week. Then the cold front approaches and moves on through. A couple of thunderstorms Friday, 93 and dropping. Cooler, less humid air with a northeast wind for the weekend early next week. 82 on Saturday, near 80 Sunday, 77 next Monday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Threads rivalry with X, the former Twitter, is stepping up. The Wall Street Journal says Threads' parent company, Meta Platforms, is launching a web version of its Threads blogging app. Threads launched a bare-bones version of the service in early July as a big success with 100 million downloads, but its use has plunged in recent weeks. Kraft Heinz has adapted its Lunchables packaged meal kits to meet federal guidelines for the National School Lunch Program. They'll be available this fall at some schools. High prices and rising interest rates are making it tougher to afford a new car. The Wall Street Journal says auto loan defaults and missed payments in the first half of last year to people with less than perfect credit are around levels from 2008 in the financial crisis. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Tabman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Great to talk with Fayon about driving and delivering for Pepsi-Cola Champagne Urbana Bottling.
Come home every day. It pays very, very well, especially for a truck driver. They're very understanding. It's just a great company all around. They're always eager to help. And you off on the weekends. The company in general is just a great company. Very family-oriented. Comes in, check on you, see if you like it. Always asking questions, trying to see if you need any help. Pretty dope.
Sound appealing? Join the Pepsi team. Equal opportunity employer. Visit PepsiColaCU.com.
And while we are a Cardinal affiliate on ESPN 93.5, we are a Cub affiliate on US 105.9.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cubs win yesterday. Kansas City, not a very good team, gave them all they wanted, 2 out of 3 for the Cubs over the weekend and 3 good games. And Suzuki came up big, and then you hear the final call. Listen to the crowd at Wrigley. They are really jacked.
Suzuki drills one deep to left. This may go. It's gone. Seiya Suzuki.
Bouncer slowly to a charging Dansby Swanson, throws to first. Cubs win the ball game. The Cubs win it by a score of 4-3.
And so what does that mean? Well, it means the Cubs are half a game behind the wild card and 3 out from Milwaukee. And the Cubs' schedule, I mean, they're playing two teams they're favored to beat. They're at Detroit and at Pittsburgh. Those are both winnable games. Mm. They got to keep their head down and win both series.
Okay.
And then next week, they play Milwaukee. So push will come to shove.
Right.
Next Monday as they start a big series. So the Cubs could be in process of maybe gaining a little control. It's a big week because the schedule is favorable for the next 7 games. And then they get Milwaukee head-to-head, and which is what you want. Milwaukee's ahead of you by 3. I'm not sure the Milwaukee schedule this week, but they did very well winning, I think, 2 out of 3 at Texas, and Texas is good. So it's game on. Cubbies have a chance to make the postseason, even if it's a wild card, even if it's on the road, whatever. If you make the postseason, it's a pretty successful year for the Cubs. So here's rooting.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, so the cool Bill Self and Brad Underwood phone call. And this is what came out, saw it on Twitter, all over Twitter, and it was just really cool to watch.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
Scrimmage, let's talk. We're good on the date?
Yeah, we're good on the date. I thought it was great last year, but with everything going on in Maui, Brad, what do you think that we move that scrimmage to actually a public exhibition game? And raise a ton of money and send it back to all those people that need so much and are in need right now over in Maui.
I think seeing this on the news, the devastation, if we can do our part to make things a little easier, big fan of that. This would be a great idea.
It's time for all of us to step up and do something for somebody else that's done so much for us over the years.
Let me ask you this. What's your thoughts on the return
of Bill Self and do it at our place in Champaign, come back where you paced the sidelines for a few years and had tremendous success. You got any interest in doing that?
Let's move the scrimmage into Assembly Hall. I'm all for it. You figure out the logistics, the Jayhawks will show up.
So you don't embarrass yourself. It's no longer Assembly Hall. We've changed it to the State Farm Center. We'll be glad to host you with a welcoming crew of about 15,600 as you make the return back to Champaign.
And what I will do is I will make sure that Hunter Dickinson knows that if there's a chorus of an unpopular negative chant whenever Kansas enters the court, I'll make sure I walk in with Hunter and tell him they're all for him. And he won't know any different. So that'll be a good way to do it.
Bill, that is one of the smartest things I've ever heard you say. We'll see you soon. Look forward to the game.
All right, bud. Take care, man. Thanks.
That's just really good.
Nice.
So, and Hunter Dickinson, our fun guy we like from Michigan. You know, Hunter's 0-4 against Illinois.
Right.
And then somebody I saw on Twitter said, remember, Hunter, if you win, it doesn't count, right?
There you go.
It's just a scrimmage.
Exhibition.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Of course, if we win, we'll count it. But no, it'll be a snapshot of where you want to kind of see. Kansas is supposed to like win the national championship this year. They're going to be ranked 2. We're ranked like 29, whatever. So, you know, we'd be like a 5 or 6 seed. They'd be a 1. So let's see how we stack up.
Yeah.
So I think people will go 15,600 times $50.
Okay.
That's 780,000.
Wow.
Yeah. I was thinking 1 million.
Oh, really?
15,600.
Off of the Hawaii Community Foundation.
100. 1.5 million. You're not going to get 100 a ticket, I don't think. But again, if you're helping Maui, you look at it as kind of we're supporting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to say, well, how are you doing this? Who are you giving it to?
Well, and the Jayhawks are going to get a certain amount of tickets, right?
The Jayhawks want to come too. So mm-hmm. You'll have some Jayhawk fans in town. But I think it's cool. It's October 29.
Yep.
And that's the off weekend for football.
It's a 5 o'clock start.
Yeah. So we'll see. Big Ten Network is going to carry it, so we're going to watch it.
Yeah, that's right.
But for those of us that wouldn't mind being there and supporting us, I don't know.
October 29th is a Sunday.
Did he say the 29th?
I thought the 29th.
Anyway, whatever day it is, it's that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it just might work really, really well. And I think it'll be well received. We've not done this. I have no idea what's going to sell. And since it's on TV, that'll be a detriment. I think it'd been better if it not been on TV.
I see.
Because more people will go. It doesn't matter. It's a scrimmage. How's that going to look? You stop and play. What are you doing? A scrimmage is different than a game. But it's still cool.
October 29.
Okay. October 29. Are you going? Any interest in the game? I'm totally interested in it. But again, having the Big Ten carry it takes the buffer off from the standpoint I'll get to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, being there would be kind of fun when Bill Self walks in. I never booed for Bill Self. I never would have booed for Bill Self. I never understood why people were booing and upset with Bill Self. It just was Kansas. It's the only job he would have taken. Had Matt Doherty won at North Carolina, Bill Self would still be at Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
He loved being here at Illinois, and he loved the D. Brown team. He told me that. It was Kansas. And that's the only job Bill Self was going to take. And it happened. Matt Doherty didn't win in North Carolina. They fired Matt Doherty. Roy Williams left Kansas to take North Carolina because that was his alma mater. And the Kansas job open. The Kansas job open.
Okay.
That's 20 years ago. I never was mad at him.
Was he from Kansas or did he play for
Kansas? He played for Oklahoma State.
Okay.
But Kansas was the man. I mean, it's on Naismith Drive.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
It was kind of the birthplace of the whole college basketball.
Right.
So anyway, it's fine. Everybody, it's okay. And I think he'll be warmly greeted, except if he walks in with Hunter Dickinson, he won't be.
Okay.
And Hunter won't know the difference. It's so funny. All right, stand by. What is the definition of a date these days? Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pards in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit pards.com. Pards.com.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Hillary downgraded by the National Hurricane Center to post-tropical. Its winds dropping under 40 miles per hour, but it's pounding California, Nevada, and Arizona. The 911 system knocked out by the storm in Palm Springs, Cathedral City, and Indio. No timetable for the lines to return, according to officials.
Power lines are down. There is a lot of debris all across the area from Palm Desert to Palm Springs. So there is some concern today as people are waking up and probably still going to see a lot of standing water.
Fox Weather meteorologist Nicole Valdez in Palm Springs. Maui's Mayor Richard Bisson says 114 people are confirmed dead, 27 identified, 11 families have been notified. President Biden and the First Lady leave Lake Tahoe later today. They're going to meet people in Maui. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Illinois State Police revealing new information about a Thursday shooting in Watsika, now confirmed to have left two dead in the area north of Wabash Streets. They've been identified as Amanda Peterson and Joseph Robinson. Police also found a third victim, 21, who'd been shot. A new I-74, I-57 interchange detour leaving many in Mohammed with concerns. IDOT recommended Mohammed as a detour for drivers heading north, but police is suggesting a different route. The ramp from westbound I-74 to northbound I-57 isn't going to be done for the next 2 years. Saturday, many people visiting the Preservation and Conservation Association garage sale near Parkland College looking for their next rare find to have inside their homes. PACA collects items from homes and businesses before they're torn down. Then they sell them to the community for people to complete projects in their own houses. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for that. I'm stuck in 2021 or so. Anyway, there are now three wild card teams. I thought there were two from each league.
Okay.
If there's three, the Cubs are in. They're a game ahead of Cincinnati. So it's very close. Just keep going. Game at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Cubs making the postseason will be totally unexpected. And quite a successful year for sure.
Yeah.
All right, weather brought to you this morning by Carl.
And don't forget to get your kids' physicals taken care of, the sports physicals. We are full on back to school. I believe this is the first full week University of Illinois students are back.
Yep.
Anyway, a location near you for Carl at carl.org.
Forget everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity, as we talked about last week, heat wave weather pattern, late season style in our midst. And that will be the story here for a good part of this week, with excessive heat warnings in effect and a watch up to the north. Thank goodness a backdoor cool front has come on through the area. That'll take the edge off temperatures today, but the humidity, those dew points continue to climb, setting up a hot and humid, muggy day's worth of weather and a partly sunny sky at 92, light east wind. Warm and muggy tonight, down to 73. Heat builds in for the day tomorrow at about 94, with a mostly sunny sky and a light southeast to south wind. Up to 96 on Wednesday, 98 on Thursday, heat index values 105, 110 degrees or higher. Real tough overnight lows between 75 and 80 degrees. Maybe a thunderstorm on a cool front approaching Friday at 93. Cooler, drier sets up for the weekend. Highs near 82 Saturday, 80 on Sunday. It'll be 70s for highs into the first part of next week. For Steve AJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
You can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the Jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw, right here in Champaign-Urbana, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Kurt and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. It's easy to switch and save. Just give them a call when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. You know that a glass of Coke Zero could be considered dinner now?
Wow.
It's not the 90s. We aren't hearing what a supermodel has for dinner. In 2023, our youngest and supposedly most woke generation of women are sharing what they have for dinner, and some examples look more like snacks for toddlers. Fitness and wellness coach who works with people all over America. She was an NFL cheerleader at one point. Crystal Lohr Cruz. Crystal, how are you?
Hello, happy Monday. I'm fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm fine. NFL cheerleader. How long were you an NFL cheerleader? Was it for the Bills?
For the Buffalo Bills, yes. Just 1 year. I ended up getting really sick at the end of the season, so I wasn't able to, to continue, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It was one fabulous year.
Okay. And talk about the pressure. I mean, you know, why do women feel more than that than men to look?
I would think so, and especially something like a cheer team. Crystal, were you under pressure to, you know, have certain
step on the scale, Crystal?
And
step on the scale.
Yeah, they didn't have a step on the scale per se. There were physique evaluations that were pretty strenuous. They would, you know, definitely make sure that we were show ready every week. We would have an evaluation about what we looked like and that we could perform not only as a solo, but as the group in a group with the choreography because, you know, we have to be on point. So, and drunk fans are really mean. So the standards are high.
I can't imagine you have to just put earmuffs on or something. Yeah. Some of the stupid stuff comes out of their mouths. And again, if you're, were there women running the cheerleading team or men?
So the managers were female.
Okay, good. That would be more comfortable for me than a man. Let's have a look at your legs there, Crystal. Oh, yeah. That'd be kind of creepy.
Right.
Okay, so what is this toddler snack thing? What's going on with the new generation of dating?
Gosh. Yeah, the girl dinner. So it started on a TikTok trend of just a girl just kind of glamorizing her dinner. That was just a makeshift for, you know, cooking and preparing her meals. And it turned out to be, you know, this craze that went viral where, you know, women are showing off and glamorizing, you know, 12 raisins and a glass of wine and a cube of cheese as dinner. And, you know, or like you said, you know, Coke Zero and one small chicken tender and calling it a day. And it's causing a lot of issues around the globe because especially with health and fitness experts, you know, we're trying to change the game to have women have a healthy relationship with their food and their body and fueling it properly. And this is just causing a lot of body image issues and a lot of comparison in our young women.
Well, this is not different, right? I mean, we've all seen the magazine stands we check out for about 50 years and saying 2% of America looks like that magazine cover, but I want to look like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a never-ending thing.
It is. And I just really think with social media, and especially since COVID, there's all these other social media apps that everything is just microwave moments of, you know, pun intended, really, is everyone, their attention span is just so much shorter. And, yes, this has always been a thing, the body image and, you know, glamorizing models and, you know, creating that gap of, who's famous, what's considered pretty, and it just, I think with social media, it's just kind of exploded.
Would it be a good idea to get off social media?
I think if you can use it in a healthy way, then, you know, if it's meant to connect and stay, you know, I live away from my family, right, and friends. I've been in the military for 21 years, and I've traveled all over, so social media helps me connect with the people all over the world when I'm, you know, not back at home or with my loved ones. And so I think it can be dangerous. And if you're you know, it's natural for humans to compare ourselves to others. And so that's normal human behavior. And I study emotional intelligence and human behavior. So this is kind of like up my alley. It's totally natural for us to compare ourselves. But if we do it in a healthy way to maybe, you know, consider what habits we are, you know, what drives our day and what foods we're eating for our own personal body type, and really spending that time with ourselves to find those, the good data and the facts that that will support our own dreams and goals, not living into someone else's world.
Well, we just
it's always, a healthy balance.
Always compare, always look, I'm not thin enough, or, you know, all of these things that
right.
always factor
in. What negativity just creeps in.
What branch of the military are you serving in?
I'm in the Air National Guard in the Air Force.
Thank you. That's
excellent.
Awesome. That's
really impressive. You know, when you went into this conversation, Stevie, we talked about the first date being a Coke Zero. Well, a lot of times I just Googled your first date should last only 57 minutes.
What?
Some say there's a 45-minute rule when it comes to the first date. So it's not a whole dinner kind of scene. And it's an investment. Well,
wait a minute. Time out on the field. The Bills have two left in the half. What the heck? Who sets that? Parameter is that? Who's the ruler of how long a date lasts?
It's the new generation, Steve.
Yeah, but who's getting in the 18 to 24 age range and saying 57? No, let us go 46. What the heck, Crystal? What is that?
Of course, we know all these statistics, and people just probably would go out for a drink. And to me, I say, let's meet for a beverage, and then I let them decide whether that beverage will be coffee or whether you want to meet up for happy hour and have an alcoholic beverage, or whether you just want to sit on a park bench and have a bottle of water. Just leave it open. What are your thoughts, Crystal?
Well, we totally went in the left field with a first date. So let's see. I think that everyone has an opinion, right? Everything that you can find on the internet, you can find the complete opposite. And, you know, just finding our way in this, you know, this world of life, it's a journey. And, you know, it ebbs and flows, and there's trends. But there's no replacement for a good old-fashioned workout and healthy, clean eating, and really knowing our body. It's the only one we have, right? So whether it be, you know, going on a first date or starting a workout regimen or trying to eat, you know, cleaner. I mean, is it the end of August now? You know, where did this year go? And where were your New Year's resolutions? How are they doing right now? Mm-hmm. You know, like if you want to turn a new leaf, like let's figure out what it is for you. And, you know, let's move our body. I'm on a mission to help empower every woman put themselves in their house first for 34 minutes a day. 30 of that has to be movement, right? And so, you know, really fueling your body so that you can achieve the goals that you desire for your body and your brain to work properly.
Yeah.
So you can do all the things, you know. We're going at a million miles a minute and being pulled in so many different directions. And there's so many competing priorities that if we're not feeling ourselves properly, it doesn't matter. You're not going to be good for any first date, let alone a second date.
How current is your website? Is it current?
Oh, yeah. It's CrystalLauraCruz.com.
So surprised you would lie to me. I mean, you're 21 years in the military, that's impossible.
What?
Look at her. She doesn't look like...
I joined when I was two.
Yeah, I was going to say. Did you see her? Go to CrystalLauraCruz.com.
No,
I'm going, come on, man. I mean... Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
Good for you, girl.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
You're representing.
No, it's just, but then you, Crystal, really, you feel that. You feel like, oh my gosh, I can't eat that because I got to look, I got to be out there. You're the example now if you're coaching people, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And so, quick story part in the middle of my, I was an NFL cheerleader for Buffalo Bills. In the middle of my, my season, I got really sick and ended up in a wheelchair. And
that's right. You told us this before. I forgot that. What? Tell us about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I ended up getting diagnosed with a really rare form of rheumatoid arthritis. And I had to took all this medication. I had ulcers. It was horrible. And I had to start from scratch and really build the nutrition and the movement, the power of movement to get back up and start running. Now I've run 26 marathons and a 50-mile race. And I'm going to be 40 next week, literally next Sunday.
Amazing.
And,
awesome. But you don't just lose rheumatoid arthritis. Do you still have pain? You have to have pain.
No, I'm currently in remission. I don't have any pain because I eat to fuel. I fuel my body with the proper nutrition. Of course, I'm not perfect. Right? I love sweets. I love pizza.
Yep, yep.
I love a glass of wine every once in a while. You know, I don't starve myself. But I eat to fuel and I make sure that, I move my body every single day without fail, no matter what.
Well, happy birthday in a week. And thank you for being on. People can find
you.
Crystal, KRYSTALORE, Crystal Laura Cruz, CREWS.com. They can find you.
That's right.
Well, way to go. Way to go. Good job and way to overcome and hang in there and persistence and all those great things.
That's right. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure. Thank you, Crystal. We appreciate having you on. ESPN 93.5, it is 7:46. We go to our morning sports headline.
St. Louis Cardinals win 7-3 over the New York Mets to prevent a sweep. My brother Gary, his wife Michelle, and their kids Luke and Leah and their spouses were there. It was just an awesome night for them.
And Mason Wynn got his first hit.
Yes.
Then he got two hits yesterday.
I saw that.
So Mason Wynn is the kid that was here for our Cardinal Caravan. Probably the future of shortstop is Mason Wynn. And we got a rookie starting tonight. Don't even know his name. It's at Pittsburgh. It's a big game. The winner climbs out of the basement.
I see.
We are actually half a game behind Pittsburgh. So if we win, we'll be in fourth place. Ooh, ooh. Instead of last.
Right.
Where we spent most of the year. So,
okay.
Not so good.
Do we want to get your Redbird recap?
Sure.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and the Cardinals snapped a four-game losing streak as they outhit the Mets 15-7 and won 7-3 yesterday on Cardinals Hall of Fame Sunday at Busch Stadium.
It was a hot day at Busch Stadium, but a nice day. Not just the Hall of Famers, both Max Lanier and Jose Oquendo being inducted, but the Cardinals playing well on the field in front of all the Hall of Famers here in attendance. Cardinals scored some runs early, got good pitching from Dakota Hudson.
Paul Goldschmidt broke out. He had a three-hit day, including three runs batted in, and he hit a two-run homer that put the Cardinals ahead.
Really seems as if the Cardinals win every time Paul Goldschmidt hits, and he certainly hit yesterday.
Richie Palacios had a two RBI single in a four-run inning, and he took a home run away from DJ Stewart.
Well, he's getting an opportunity, and these last 6 weeks of the season is going to be all about opportunities.
Palacios' brother plays for the Pirates, and that's the next stop for the Cardinals tomorrow.
And the next stop for the Cardinals if they want to move up in the standings.
The Cardinals will go with Drew Rahm making his major league debut, and we're on the air at 5:10.
Drew Rob. It sounded
never
like
never heard
I'm
of him.
Going
okay.
to look that up before.
Go Drew, go!
Exactly. And we had the Cubs win over the Kansas City Royals 4-3. Had some audio from US 105.9.
Suzuki drills one deep to left. This may go. It's gone. Home run, Seiya Suzuki.
Bouncer slowly to a charging Dansby Swanson, throws to first. Cubs win the ball game. The Cubs win it by a score of 4-3.
And it looks like the Chicago White Sox beat Colorado. That final was 10-5. NFL action had your Saints over the Chargers 22-17, Stevie.
Yeah, not very many people are playing, but, you know.
I see.
They're trying to, you don't
right.
know, you don't know very many of the guys mm-hmm. playing, but they're all fighting for a job. So they're playing hard, and but Chargers are going to be one of the better teams, and the Saints are going to be pretty good. So we'll see.
So we also had the Indianapolis Colts beat the Chicago Bears 24-17 over the weekend. What else is trending? Of course, we talked earlier about Illinois and Kansas and that benefit for Hawaii at 5 o'clock on Sunday, October 29th. So that's something Illini fans are buzzing about today as you get back to work and back to school with our first full week. Go Illini!
Yeah, and your whole mindset for this is fundraiser, just like you'd be generous at a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you'd probably spend more at a fundraiser, this is a fundraiser. Just keep that in mind. And so if you want to help the people of Maui, you can do it and watch Kansas and Illinois in a scrimmage. I think that's amazing. I mean, you're seeing one of the premier programs. And then they're going against the winningest Big Ten team in the last 4 years, and that's Illinois. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Self won two titles in his 3 years here back in the day in the early 2000s. So obviously, and he's won like, what, 17 Big 12 championships?
Right.
Nuts. Okay, Tom Richardson's a really good Christian. He's a good man. He's at Meadowbrook Church, and he's been a missionary. He's not in the best health, but he's still doing the People Reaching People 14th annual golf outing this Friday. It'll be at Iron Horse in Tuscola. Fun to play at Iron Horse. And if you want to help people with, like, water in the Philippines, if you want to help in Nepal, they've got a budget that they send from People Reaching People. You can help missionary schools in Sicily. I mean, there's just a lot of need to spread the word of Jesus. And if you are interested in being involved in People Reaching People 14th Annual Golf Outing this Friday, I would ask you to call Rick Rusk. Or you can call, you know, Iron Horse, get the lowdown too. But it's this Friday, and it's going to be a shotgun start at 10 a.m. You're going to get free food from Mike Madigan's Hickory River. That's fun. That'll be after. Mm-hmm. Four-person scramble is $440. It's $125 a person. A foursome is $440. And again, it'll help people that certainly need it all over the world. And Tom, again, has been a guy that's baptized 10,000 people, Tom Richardson. So if you are interested in this golf outing, People Reaching People, this Friday at Iron Horse in Tuscola, you can get hold of Rick Rusk at 493-1268. 217 area, 493-1268, and you can participate in what will be a fun outing and a great fundraiser, or call Iron Horse. I'm sure they have details on the Friday shotgun start for People Reaching People. All right, ESPN 93.5, check your weather coming up.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daik and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Illini fans, get ready to join Stevie J Broadcasting at Pia's for our kickoff event after 3 p.m. on Friday, September 1st. The Illini will face Toledo at 6:30 on Saturday. We'll have tickets to the game, coolers, koozies, hats, shirts, as well as jerseys for some of your Illini favorites. The first U of I football game is the 83 Rose Bowl reunion. We're planning on some special guests to join myself, Lante, and Derek Piper on the air live from Pia's Friday, September 1st as we say, go Illini. Pia's 1609. West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Yes, and the FedEx Championship is set with the top 30 golfers. It'll be Scottie Scheffler as the number one. And what they'll do is Scottie will start the tournament in Atlanta at minus 10, 10 under par. And then Victor Hovland had his best round in his life.
Mm-hmm.
It was a phenomenal run. He had 8 threes and 1-4. On the back nine, he shot a 28. The man shot a 61, set the all-time record.
Lowest score ever for Olympia Fields.
Unbelievable. And it was really, really incredible to watch. And golf's not that hard.
And Victor Hovland's from a Norwegian that's only 25.
Yeah. Golf's easy. Hit it straight and really far. Hit it really close to the pin and just hit it in.
Man.
What's so hard about that? He shot a 28. He said best round of my life. I mean, remarkable.
Yeah.
So, but again, it all comes down to next week. I don't know what the prize is. $15 million? It's a bunch. So top 30 players that qualified. I mean, in reality, I don't see anybody outside the top 10 winning this thing because it's just, you know, big advantage getting 10 shots before.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually played East Lake. I wasn't qualified. Yeah. I got more for my money, more shots. But it was great course. All right, weather this morning on ESPN 93.5 is we're looking at a hot, really hot week, but
that's right.
That's it. Next week looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Already looks good.
Well, again, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Florida, Champaign, and Van Nuys Saturday. As we talked about last week, historic weather on the west and southwestern sections of the country with the remnants of Hillary around here. Boy, I tell you what, going to be a tough one for this late season and summertime with heat and humidity in mind. Thank goodness we've seen one backdoor cool front come through the area that'll move back north as a warm front, and the heat and humidity will really be on for the middle part of the week. Big changes ahead into cooler, drier weather for the weekend. Hot, humid, partly sunny, 92 today, just a slight east wind. Warm and muggy tonight, a few clouds at 73. Hot and humid tomorrow with sunshine at 93. Up around 96 Wednesday, 98 on Thursday. Heat index values past 105 to 110 the middle part of the week. Then the cold front approaches and moves on through. A couple of thunderstorms Friday, 93 and dropping. Cooler, less humid air with a northeast wind for the weekend early next week. 82 on Saturday, near 80 Sunday, 77 next Monday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Yeah, the 217 texter just said, did you see Alonzo, the first baseman for the Mets, throw the first hit for Mason Wynn for the Cardinals into the stands? That happened on Thursday night. And here's Mason Wynn. His family's in the stands. They're all just exciting.
Right.
Safe at first. His first major league hit. Alonzo had the ball, the first baseman, and kind of flipped it like, do you guys want this? You know, this, they usually throw the ball in,
yeah,
as a souvenir. So he kind of looked at the dugout and waved the ball kind of back and forth. Then he tossed it in the stands.
Ugh.
And
someone has to come down from the ballpark and then verify that that's what it is, right?
Well, I mean, it what happened, when he threw in the stands, the St. Louis crowd, very knowledgeable baseball fan.
Right.
Just really got on him. I mean, it was, and then Alonzo after the game. By the way, they got the ball.
Okay,
they went to the fan. They got the ball. Mason Wynn has the ball. First major league hit, authenticated. I'm sure the whole thing. So anyway, after the game, Alonzo, you know, meeting the press because everybody wanted to talk to him about it, said, "What would he say?"
I was just caught up in the moment.
I am so sorry, man. I didn't, oh man, I'm just sick about it. So he really apologized.
Okay.
He sent Mason Wynn an autographed bat, Pete Alonzo. I think he's leading home runs.
Okay.
Most home runs. He's a power hitter. And then he sent him a bottle of whiskey, I guess.
Okay.
So he really tried to make up.
21. I guess he just turned 21.
He can drink. Yeah, he can have a shot of whiskey if he wants. But anyway, so yeah, that was weird and aggravating, and nobody does that. Nobody teases the dugout and tosses into the into the crowd, because if you're in the crowd, that's your ball.
Yeah,
you don't have to give that back. And it's just flashback.
Okay,
poor guy in Pittsburgh that went to Albert Seven.
Albert,
he sat there in the crowd, interviewed by all the Cardinal announcers, sitting there with the baseball in there. Walked out of the stadium without getting it authenticated. The $1 million ball turned into nothing.
You have to do that.
Well, I guess he thought he. I don't know why it was in Pittsburgh. Why didn't Pittsburgh people come to him and say, you know, we need to probably authenticate that kind of thing?
Well, and I was with my friend Josh at Wrigley, and I felt like every foul ball I saw, there was someone from the staff coming down to do that now.
I'm not sure, like, they're doing.
Even if you catch the ball and you want to get it verified.
Well, sometimes it doesn't matter. It depends who's hitting and right. What the ramifications are, but I think part of the check on the ushers is to make sure they're not hurt.
Okay.
I don't think they're. I think authentic. The Cardinals have a huge, deep, authentic category where they will go out and say, "Hey, is that a Jordan Walker foul
mm-hmm,
ball?
Mm-hmm.
You want to sell that to me?" And then they'll put it for sale for $30.
Right.
And you can go into after the game and there's a ball that's authenticated that Jordan Walker hit, and you say, you know, people like that.
Right.
But I think most of the time the ushers are checking for injury. I think because they want to make sure the hand's not swollen.
Well, I remember the interview at Busch Stadium on opening day that you had with the guy who does authentication stuff.
So. We saw him on the bus trip, too. I said hi to him.
Okay.
So anyway, you know, it's a fascinating area. But the poor guy in Pittsburgh that caught Albert 703rd had nothing. And again, if you have the ball... the people should rush to you, particularly
right,
Albert,
right?
Because you could switch it in your pocket.
Yeah.
You won't know. And it's so hard to tell in this thing. I mean, there's all kinds of fraud and all kinds of things going on. But that guy had a TV camera, and right then, somebody within 3 minutes should have rushed to him.
That's right.
Because what's the guy going to do? If he walks to them, he could have switched it in his pocket.
That's right.
So there's that. Okay. We're out of time for the hour. If you'd like to text in, 217-359-2255. Are you going to plan to go to the exhibition with Kansas and Illinois? Would you pay $50 a ticket?
Why not?
$100 a ticket? What's the number? What number would you say I'll pay? What number would you say I'll watch on
TV? It's on Big Ten Television on Sunday, October 29th at 5.
I would be curious as to what you are thinking. If you want to text that in to me, 217-359-2255, we'll get that in the next hour. But I'm curious as to what the level of interest is in it, and what's the number? Mm-hmm. What would make you say absolutely? What would make you say, oh, no way? It's Maui. Come on, man.
That's right.
Come on, man.
Why not give and be generous?
This is cool, having Bill back in Assembly Hall, too,
yep,
as he says.
Bill Self is coming back.
All right, we'll be right back. It's ESPN 93.5, the news, weather, a whole nother hour coming up. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana.